From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. It might have been a bomb. U.S. officials are telling the media it is possible that a bomb brought down a Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last week. One official tells the Associated Press the intercepted communications point to the possibility that the Islamic State group was responsible. Experts are examining the wreckage for any signs of terrorism. A plane has crashed in South Sudan shortly after taking off from the busy Juba airport, killing at least 32 people. Officials say one survivor, a young child, has been found. Reports said the Russian cargo plane crashed just 800 meters from the runway Wednesday, landing in thick woodland along the shore of the White Nile River. NATO's largest military exercise in more than a decade sends what alliance head Jens Stoltenberg calls a very clear message to our nations and possible adversaries.
But the point with this exercise is to show that we are ready to defend and protect all allies against any threat.
The three-week exercise, which began last month, brings 36,000 troops from more than 30 NATO member nations and partners to undergo intensive training across Italy, Spain, and Portugal. Assistant Secretaries of State Ann Patterson and Victoria Nuland have told a congressional panel 85% to 90% of Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. The two testified Wednesday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Russian diplomats and military officials contend the air attacks are aimed at Islamic State extremists. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.